I noticed Joe was telling me that you have a lot of international players on your team. Is there any particular reason that you scout international players rather than American players?
No, I scout all of them. It just happens that the institution is so diverse that we're fortunate enough that a lot of foreign students applies to this college. The institution is represented by close to about 35 countries. So I'm just, on the lucky side,
yeah,
among all of our other sports, that majority of those students that applies to Park College are from other countries that played soccer.
Right.
So the admission sent me
right.
the names, and I just followed through on it.
Right.
And I happened to have, enough of them, to come out for soccer.
Right.
But really, I go to a lot of tournaments to scout, American players, because that's how I do my recruiting.
Right.
And I follow through with the scouting reports that are sent to me by, scouts all over the country, and
right.
the majority of them are on American students. So I'm just fortunate to get admissions that
sure.
many names of foreign students.
So do you see that there's going to be, has there been a trend in the past where there's been a lot of international players? Like, over the 13 years, has that been a prevailing trend?
No, I remember the very year that Park College went to the Nationals, I only had two foreign students.
What year was that?
84. I think three foreign students,
Right.
But the school started,
Yeah.
Solving a lot of foreign countries, and a lot of people started, coming in from places, and I'm just on the lucky side to find them.
Right.
Come out for soccer.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you find that the international players are a little better than American players? Their games are more chiseled?
I won't say in terms of, we have to look at the whole aspect of the game.
Yeah.
When you're looking at skill level,
mm-hmm.
the foreign students got better skills. When you're looking at, let's say, endurance and the physical aspect of the game,
right.
the Americans are, a lot better,
right.
Because they're in a better shape, and, they are, they're used to better equipment to build up,
right.
and things like that. So, depending on how you look at it, you say, fine, the good and the bad in all of them.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so in terms of skills, the foreign students, they got better skills. The Americans are very hard workers, better listeners, and in a good mix, I think that's, the best way to go as far as I'm concerned.
So do you have any preference? Have you had it? No preference?
No preference. If I did, good soccer players and the good listeners and good in terms of academics, which is their number one priority, I think that's what I look for.
Okay. What have you got this year for men's team?
For men's team, we're 2-6. Not too good. We're starting slow. I graduated about 8 players last year. To graduation, so they're very young, young team, and it's going to take them some time to learn, for them to learn how to play together,
right.
To gel. But as we go along, I think they're going to get, better.
How about the women's side?
The women's are very strong. On that team, I think I only got one foreign player.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. The flip side of you.
Yeah, the flip side of the equation. Yeah. I only have one foreign student, and they're a very strong team in terms of experience. I have close to about 7 players on that team that have been with us for 4 years. They are seniors, and for all 4 years, they've gone to the playoffs. They've played in the regional playoffs.
Right.
So a lot of experience on
right.
that team. So they start, and we have a very good bench of experienced players too, juniors and, you know, and sophomores,
right.
And a good group of freshmen, right. You know, that came in this year. You know. So they're very strong all the way around. I think that's why they ranked, you know, they ranked the top four all season, and now this week they're third in the nation this week.
Great.
Yeah.
So what's their record?
Their record is 9-1-0.
Wow, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Is there any way I can get a schedule of the sports here?
Oh, yeah. All the sports?
Yeah, if I can get two of them for me and Joe.
Let me find you. Let me get a couple.
Okay, great. Do you see the influx of international players? Is a trend that's going to continue here at this school? Or?
No, not really. That's it. It just happened that, you know, this year we ended up with, you know, a lot of freshmen, foreign students that applied to the school, you know. And we brought in a couple of more, you know, local kids. Eric Mead,
right.
Out of Park Hill High School. Jim Cicin Russo, out of, I think, Independence.
Yeah.
We have... let me see, Chris Vinturino out of Oak Park, you know. So we have some local kids, you
right.
know, that are probably going to be excellent players
right.
for us in the future. So we always going to be looking. It depends.
Yeah.
The recruiting year is a funny, funny game, you know.
Yeah.
At times you find a lot of American kids that applied, you know. to the school, and at times you find some foreign players, you know. So depending on what the scouting report is saying, and then you just go with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I like to keep a good mix, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's because the Americans, I mean, their work ethics is so hard. Maybe
right.
that's why we're not doing too well this
yeah.
year, because my team this year, they only believed in skill and not
yeah.
hard work.
Right. Yeah.
And hard work is part of soccer.
That's right.
To be able to run for 90 good minutes or even, you know, more than that, and to be able to work hard, aggressiveness and things like that is part of the game. A lot of the foreign players don't have that, you know. They just want to believe on their skills
right.
and to carry them through the game. So a good mix is what, you know, is really ideal. But depending on your recruiting year or the names given to you,
yeah.
you never can tell.
That's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, how many scholarship players you have on your team?
All of them are scholarship,
all
about
of
25.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's all I have for now. If I have any questions,
please
I'll call
give
back.
Me a